So, retrospectors, what historical events are we ticking off on this week's run of Today in History?
Well, Monday is the anniversary of the day Roger first published his famous thesaurus.
Then on Tuesday, we say happy birthday, Mr. Potato Head.
On Wednesday, the extraordinary stories of the child soldiers who fought in the American Civil War.
On Thursday, how King James changed the word of God.
And on Friday, what did spam emails look like in 1978?
We discuss this and more on Today in History with the retrospectors. 10 minutes every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome to For Formula One's Sake, the podcast F1 deserves. I'm Ollie Beer, and this is the FF1S preview. We'll be bringing you everything you need to know about the forthcoming Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, but not before we've heard from you, our lovely listeners, viewers, and correspondents. What will you ask about? Will it be the racing? Will it be the lack of racing? Will it be Christian Horner? Let's bloody find out, because that's all to come. Okay, let's turn to our increasing number of social medias to get some questions all up in this aeroplane toilet. As a reminder, you can email us, leave us comments on Facebook, tweet us, or watch for our Instagram story. Or leave us a comment under one of our YouTube videos. Or you can send us a stamped addressed envelope to an address. I don't know which one.
Shall I pick one first? Please do. Beardy underscore Cal says, so, Alpine are shit now. Is Alonso's move to Aston actually a good one for the first time since 2003? It's a good point, actually.
Because, you're right. It's the first time that Alonso's left a team and it's not done better.
I mean, while Aston has not maybe carried on hitting the heights that it did at the start of last year, he's doing a darn sight better than the team he was at before. So here, Piastri must be breathing a big sigh of relief.
I mean, this is a really good point, because I think it's not that far away to an alternate universe where hotshot new Piastri and hotshot old Fernando Alonso are at the back of the... I'm kind of sad, actually, because after Alonso signing for McLaren and being at the back, to work his way back up and then be just, like, shoved to the back again.
I mean, there's still time for Aston to fuck it all up and go to the back again.
Oh, plenty of time.
I mean, he could go to Mercedes
have
next
exactly
year.
The same thing again.
They're at the back.
So, yeah, it's a very good point. And, yeah, I think it is. I think it's Alonso's best move that he's ever done in F1.
Terry?
There's a lot of questions about Yuki and Tsunoda. We should maybe just do them all in one go.
Or pick your favourite.
Ryan Simpson asks, which of the three of you has ever had a wank on a plane?
I will refer you to my WhatsApps.
I don't think I have.
No, I don't think I have.
I have had a wank in the toilet of Leeds coach station because I was really bored.
That's a Google review. Okay.
I remember that night because it was when I was doing stand-up comedy and I'd done a gig and I had to get the last coach back, which is at 1 a.m. and I just missed the coach before, so I had 2 hours to kill in Leeds coach station. And in the I was trying to be healthy at the time, so I used to drink.
That's a long wank, isn't it?
No, not for me. And I used to. And I was so. I used to eat really bad food, burgers and everything, and I trying to eat healthily, so I bought a salad. And then I was about to eat the salad, but I found out the salad didn't have a fork in it. And by this time, everything was shut. So I was sitting in Leeds coach station, scooping up a pasta salad with my hands. And then I was so bored and sad, I had a wank in the toilet.
Was it all pasta-y and had some dressing on it?
It was quite
a lot more dressing on it by the end.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
But you wish you hadn't asked now. Anyway, Ollie, You want to pick one?
Which one of you three has ever had a wank on a plane? No, I'll go for... what about this one? Daniela at Daniela S. Rudder. Is it fair that the guy that's loved by everyone for being a man-child called Tsunoda immature for being mad and possibly a little bit dangerous? What was he expecting? Wouldn't it be great if Sainz ended the season ahead of
us? That's two questions.
That's actually three questions.
Well, no, two of them are about the same thing. It's fine. We've touched on it already. But no, I don't think so. I don't think Ricciardo did anything wrong. You know, you can question the legitimacy of telling two drivers to swap when they're not going to get the points anyway. But I think it's fine. Like, you're racing. You're trying to do as well as you possibly can. Tsunoda had been behind Magnussen for ages, hadn't got past him. They were like, Ricciardo's on a better set of tyres, let him have a go. As it turned out, he couldn't do it either. And maybe they could have swapped them back again. But no, I think all the blame here goes to Tsunoda for being a petulant little arse.
My Tsunoda.
Dun, 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 dun,
I mean...
Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Yes, he was being... I mean, yeah, you're right. There's Ricciardo did nothing
Stop
wrong.
Stop wanking.
Sorry, I can't help myself. I was just thinking about wanking.
Leeds coach station.
Ricciardo did nothing wrong, but Tsunoda was shafted a bit by the team with all the strategy.
I mean, I don't really think he was. Like, they were racing for a position. Okay, it wouldn't have got them points, but position's a position. And he wasn't doing anything stuck behind Magnussen. And on paper, Ricciardo had a better chance. The only thing I can criticise them for Ricciardo is that they could have swapped him back when it became clear that Ricciardo couldn't get past him either.
Well, maybe that's what they should have done. Because Ricciardo was... He had a spare set of... He was so far off that he had a chance to change his tyres and do a glory run at the end.
That's a legitimate thing to argue. But I don't think there's any excuse for Tsunoda's outburst. It's not like it's a cool outburst where he's just been like, no, fuck this, guys. You know, he's just been a petulant little whining... turd.
Agreed.
There's lots of questions about the Yuki and Ricciardo incident.
Yeah.
I think we cut the rest because I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Well, let's give a few mentions, shall we, to the people that have put them in, maybe?
Actually, it's my turn to pick a question now, and there was one that I'd quite like to go. I'm going to go with Free Rider Green, who says, could Yuki take Danny Ricciardo in a fight? Swiftly to the happy sacks, I reckon he takes it. I don't know. I think Tsunoda's quite...
Yuki Tsunoda's quite small.
I think he's small,
he?
But I think he'd be feisty. But having said that, Ricciardo's quite into his MMA and I think has trained in some martial arts, so he might be quite handy.
Just bite him with his teeth.
No, I think what happened is Ricciardo will do the thing where he puts his hand on Yuki's head and just pushes him so he's like punching in he can't get. But then Yuki will just say something really mean like, oh, Max Verstappen beat you, didn't he? And he'll start crying and then just...
Why are all small people always called feisty, by the way?
Well,
I get it.
It's
all
not because he's small. It's because he's feisty.
Well, why are you so feisty?
Fuck you!
I'll bite your fucking ankles.
You can't reach me.
Fucking chop your balls.
No, he is. I mean, he's feisty. Tall or short, he is feisty. He's, you know, witnessed the last race.
I've never met a feisty tall person.
We don't
fair.
Have to be. That's why.
Yeah, you just stand there with your arm out.
Got a lot of bolts to haul around. It's knackering. I you know. I think it would be an interesting fight. I'd like to see it. I think Sky Sports F1 could use some, you know, between race content that's a bit fresher. So I think get it organised.
Terry, your question.
Nonito Dunier, whose Twitter handle or Instagram handle is Real Fake Sam Dunn. I don't know what's going on. I feel like this is memes. I don't know. Anyway, Nonito says, is Alpine's shit performance just this year's model of McLaren's slow start in 2023, or rather delayed karmic blowback for France cursing the earth with Ribery and Ben?
I think this relies on a knowledge of football. Ribery and Benzema.
Wrong podcast.
Yeah, I think you're asking the wrong podcast here. I mean, I know who you mean.
Isn't Benzema a creep?
It is, yes.
I thought Ribery was like Ribena.
That's right.
And I was about to say Ribena's not French.
I mean, you're asking the wrong podcast here, Real Fake Sam, Nonito, whatever your name is.
The answer is no, right? McLaren, when they came out last year, they said, oh, we've got to fucked up our car, but we're going to have a good update by the end of the year. And everyone went, no, you're not. And then they did. Alpine have come out and gone, oh, we've got a shit car, and half the team have quit.
They're going to have a good car within 100 races. They're going to have a good car.
Yeah, I don't think this is a slow start. I think this is a hemorrhage. You don't wake up after a car accident with blood everywhere and go, well, this is a slow start to the day, isn't it?
Ollie, your question, I think.
Yeah, next question. A underscore J underscore MCC asks, do F1 just have to live with Max dominating as the new generation of fans switch off?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
if you're in your 40s, you've got very used to this.
This is how F1 is sometimes. This is the downside of this kind of formula where you have so much freedom. If you want excitement, go and watch F2 or WEC, where they artificially nobble the faster cars to make it more exciting. And that's fine. If that's what you want and you just want the focus to be largely on the drivers, great. But that's not what F1 is. It's the drivers and the teams and everything. Sometimes the downside of that is it can be a bit boring. You could legitimately say that there's an argument for the financial rules to be tweaked or for some sort of leeway that if you're a certain distance behind, you get more money to spend so you can catch back up again. Because the problem with the new cost cap rules is that if you start far behind, you can't spend your way better. But I get a bit annoyed with this thing saying, oh, I just want to see good drivers fight. It's like, well, watch something else then. That's not what this is. It's part of it, but it's not everything. Thank you.
Yep.
Vote Tromans.
Well said. Well said, that man. Terry, anything to add, or have you got another question?
Nothing to add. I agree entirely with what Phil just said.
Oh, how lovely.
Except I think there should be a balance of power.
Balance of power? Balance of performance? I think balance of power is something to do with politics. I don't know.
Oh, I was thinking about...
No, if you don't follow other motorsport, there's this thing like various other like sports cars and stuff. They find out who's made the best car, and then they take the best ones and they nobble them so that they have to carry a load of ballast. And they call this
just
a feature.
Punch your tire.
I mean, they might as well, to be honest. It's just like, no, they've made a better car. Let them win. That's fine. That's what you're supposed to do. I find it ridiculous.
What if doing it in a more Formula One way? Instead of making the best car heavier, you make the worst cars lighter. You just say, right, you, take your rear
wheel.
Take
all the safety stuff out.
Yeah. Get rid of that halo.
Next question.
Whose turn is it?
You.
Is it me? Anthony Holmes says, there can only be one question from the weekend. What is your favourite cereal?
This is a great question.
And without any context, it seems like a very, very wholesome question.
Okay, well, my wholesome answer is my favourite cereal is one I eat every day, which is a German-owned brand kind of muesli, which I love.
What's it called?
It's called...
Schleptenglaber!
It's Hafakiria. My unsavoury answer is porridge, because once you've jizzed into it, you can't really tell. Honestly, you give me a bowl of porridge with jizz in, I won't know. Especially
so
if you're Scottish,
more of a salty
like
one.
Salt.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
I would have to say,
don't order porridge in Scotland.
Pardon.
I said, don't order porridge in Scotland.
Half Scottish. Yes, mum's Scottish, and all my family are there are Scottish, so I'm well used to salty porridge.
So your mum jizzes in your porridge.
Hi, mum, if you're listening.
This is our new preview episode.
Right at the moment, I'm into crunchy nut cornflakes. Make of that what you will.
Oh, they are delicious. I'm going to go for one that I don't know that is around anymore. Kellogg's Start. Do you remember that?
Are those? Oh, I did like Start. I found them a bit unremarkable. I remember them.
Fuck
they're
you.
They're a weird shape, but they didn't taste too much. They weren't sweet enough.
They're the ones... I always was more impressed by ones that floated in the milk.
Well, oh, what, the Kellogg's Start?
But some
delicious
cereal floats.
If anybody can find me a box of Kellogg's Start, I will pay
good money.
I mean,
it's probably past its best by now.
Yeah, wouldn't it already?
I mean, it's got so many preservatives in it. It will be absolutely...
I'll tell you what. They still make
there
it.
There is an Instagram account which I follow, which is where someone just finds old bags of crisps and pop from the 80s that isn't opened and opens
it. It's still for sale in a load of places.
Fucking love it.
Oh, good. Okay,
no,
great.
It's not. They just haven't taken it off their... Tesco's still got it listed, but it's not available. Disappointing. Fucking also, Ricicles. Tesco. Miss Ricicles. They were good. They banned them.
No.
Ricicles were delicious, but they are...
Too much sugar. They literally banned them for being diabetes in a box.
Yeah.
I quite like Special K.
That's so boring.
You look good in a red swimsuit.
I do, actually.
Yeah, and it's just because...
All right, Christian.
Next question from Kishan E. Patel. Will Checo make third in the championship this year? Ferrari's looking strong after R1.
Yes.
I think he's going to be second again. I think... This is the return of Sergio Perez to being not as good as Max Verstappen, but, you know, reasonable. I think he's going to save it.
Just 20 seconds
behind. I think that's fine.
I know it's not quite answering the question, but it's a weird career for Perez, because he was remembered before Red Bull as being that plucky driver who was unlucky at McLaren and then would would do some masterful tyre saving podium finishes, and he would finish. Yeah, that we always used to say he's good on his tyres.
And had that nasty crash at Monaco about 11 years ago.
But then he's now gone to Red Bull, where he's won a couple of races, come second quite easily to the Bottas effect, and we now think he's shit. It's just
the trouble when you're up against Verstappen, who, you know, for all our slagging him off, is really, 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 really good. You're always going to look a bit rubbish, you know. Verstappen's tonked pretty much everybody, and let's be honest, Perez has lasted longer than most Red Bull teammates. Even if he's...
Sounds like he's got something on the boss.
He's hanging on by his fingertips.
Hang on a minute. It was him. It was Perez that nearly bankrupted the last team because he was, you know...
He saved them. Or did he save them by bankrupting?
Oh, I'm getting the details wrong, but fuck it.
Potato, potato.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, does it? But now he's at Red Bull and he's using his contact. Because he's friends with Carlos Slim, who owns everything. Like Mexico telecoms. And where have these messages leaked from? Maybe it's the WhatsApp that he said, oh, my friend Carlos said you could have this phone.
was that one of the messages?
Oh, no need to do the racist Mexican laugh.
That wasn't Mexican racist. That was just evil. Yeah.
Last question.
I will go with Stephen Mowat, who says, the Red Bull appears easier to drive, given that Checo got second. So now the 24-25 season is all said and done, what are the hopes for the 26 rule changes? Well, the hope...
It would be nice. It would be nice if it wasn't about the year 2026, where they just went, this year, we're changing 26 rules. I don't really know what the 26 changes are, to be honest.
I was going to ask you, Phil. It's new engines, it's new everything. It's blank slate, basically.
Right. Well, if Adrian Newey is still there and Christian Order is still there, there's still Max Verstappen still there. I mean, I'm not going to bet against them.
It's a pretty good chance that they're going to nail it because they usually... But not always.
Yeah, but don't forget, when they went in their doldrums, that was because of fucking Renault, wasn't it? And now Renault at Alpine.
Well, no, didn't they say that it was because of Renault and then it turned out not to be? Or was that...
No, you're thinking of McLaren. Yeah.
All right, it was probably Renault then. Alpine.
But that's what I mean. At the time, it was Cyril...
Abitable.
Cyril Abitable. it was Cyril, and he was going, no, Red Bull are shit. Renault were great. And then... he was fired, and now Renault Alpine, and they're bottom, and everyone's firing themselves. So, yeah.
Maybe the secret to Renault not being terrible was Cyril Abitable, because they got rid of him, and they got a bit shitter, and then they got rid of Schaffner, and then they got really shit.
Got rid of Jolyon Palmer.
Oh, my God, it's all gone downhill since Palmer, isn't it?
Wow.
Oh, God. I think we've cracked this thing wide open.
Get Palmer back. New T-shirt.
Thanks for your questions. Coming up after the ad break, it's Phil Troman's Grand Prix preview. Remember, you can listen ad-free at The Whinging Moustache, our new subscription. Just sign up through Apple Podcasts, head to our page, and you'll see a link to join. Or you can just say thanks for all the content by donating a one-off pint or three to us at ff1s.com/pint. Come with us now as we go back to the future. The next race is in the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix in Jeddah on Saturday. Here, with everything you need to know, is Phil Troman's with the FF1S preview.
Heads up, everybody. Not because of imminent decapitation in Chop Chop Square, but because it's the fourth running of the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. It's held in the port city of Jeddah, where the streets run red with one of two colours used to mark the curbs of the Corniche circuit, the other being white. This is the first street track of the year, and the fastest too, with average speeds around 250 kilometres an hour. Suck it, Silverstone, but only if you're straight and married. We're in for 50 laps of the 6.174-mile track, under lots of floodlights and maybe under missile fire, as is fast becoming one of our favourite F1 traditions. Last year's race was won by Sergio Perez. Fuck me. Can he manage that again this year? Spoilers, no, of course he can't. It'll be Max Verstappen again, who also set the fastest lap last year. 1:31.906. However, the lap record is from 2021 and held by one Lewis Hamilton at 1:30.734. Phil fact! Unlike Bahrain's Shropshire tarmac, all the asphalt in Jeddah is locally sourced. The only component they had to import was the drains. Apparently local drains are only suitable for bloody hell. Look at the time. We need to move on to ask the crucial questions. Will Christian Horner still have a job by the time we get to Saudi? Will Charles Leclerc sort out his brakes? And will Mercedes have figured out how much cooling to have? Will Alpine have added even more technical directors in an effort to make the car less shit? And will any drivers get political against the wishes of F1 and the local hosts? Let's hope so.
That's it from us. We'll be back next week where we'll be poring over the nonsense that's almost definitely going to happen at the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. In the meantime, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/forF1Sake, and follow us on Twitter at forF1Sake. Oh, and check out our YouTube channel to see what you've just heard in full HD. Hello to those of you already watching it. Type in for F1Sake to something to see what comes up. Terry, where can people buy merch?
ff1s.com/shop. And by the time you're listening to this, there'll be 7,000 new Christian Horner t-shirts.
Thanks for listening. I've been Ollie Peart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcast Network.